Okie dokie, good morning. 6:37, Brock Hunter.
Listen. Dodge, dip, duck, dive, and dodge.
The five D's of dodgeball.
I don't know why I just thought of that.
Patches Old Houlihan. What a great movie. What
you
a
know, they, movie. What's the one, it's like the nerdy kid. What's his name?
Justin Long.
Justin Long. He's a phenomenal actor, by the way.
Yeah.
There's a part in that movie where they were throwing wrenches at him. They're like plastic and foam wrenches, but they were really whipping those things at him.
No, it's
there
the
a couple times, dude. He got smoked.
It was the dodgeball set. The actual dodgeball scene. So what they did was they cranked it up, and Justin was the first one to do
That's
it.
That's what it was. Yeah. It was a ball throwing machine. That's what they were using.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he was the first one to do it, and like they didn't turn it down, like they turned that thing up. I don't know. It wasn't because they didn't like Justin. They're just like, oh yeah, just turn it up, and we'll see what happens. And all then, right. Dude, man, he just got smoked.
Just took a beating.
Yeah, that's real. That's not CGI. He really just was taking dodgeballs to the face.
It's funny.
Fantastic.
Dude, classic. One of Ben Stiller. Ben Stiller's hilarious.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's, anytime he wears the handlebar mustaches, just buckle up. It's going to be a funny-ass movie.
That's me grabbing the bull by the horns. You know, it's a metaphor for how I approach life. And that really happened, too.
That painting.
He walks down the stairs. He's holding the dictionary. Oh, you caught me doing some light reading. It's the dictionary. I mean, it's unbelievable. I do. You know what? A quote I say a lot.
I love it, dude.
A quote I say a lot that people don't usually get is I always say, "Turn it up, Reggie. I want to burn." That's when he's hot.
Turn it up, Reggie.
I want to burn.
And so it's kind of the same character as he is in Heavyweights, Tony Perkis.
It's a mix of Tony Perkis from Heavyweights. It's a mix of his character from Starsky and Hutch when he's undercover. Do it, Bacardi and Cola.
Do it.
And then it's also Tony Perkis' father, the King of Light Fixtures.
Yeah. Oh, jeez, dude, this
Tony Perkis,
great
senior.
Actor.
Classic.
All right, if you haven't seen the movie Duplex, watch that. That's Ben Stiller and Drew Barrymore. Oh my God, dude!
You know it's another. It's a horrible movie, but Ben Stiller is Mystery Men.
I haven't seen Mystery Men.
You need to watch that one. Cisco's in it. All right. Anything with Ben Stiller and Cisco in the same movie. I mean,
Dude, Tower Heist that's the one.
Yeah, that's actually a pretty good movie. That's a pretty good movie. Yeah. What's another good Ben Stiller movie?
Dude, he's got a ton. Tropic Thunder.
His character in Happy Gilmore. Only there for a little bit, but it's fantastic. And again, the handlebar mustard, the Fu Manchu.
Hey, Mr. Gilmore. His voice gets.
There's a lot of handmade quality.
You have there.
You can trouble me for a warm glass of shut the hell up. Now you will go to sleep, or I will put you to sleep.
You're in my world, Grandma.
Read the name tag. You're in my world now, Grandma. Just the worst orderly you could ever imagine.
Dude, even the Night at the Museums movie.
Great movies. Kid movies, but hey, I'll watch them. There's a serious movie he's in. I can't remember what it's called. He's in a couple serious movies. This one's from the 90s. And he plays a coked out screenwriter. Mm-hmm. And he had a lot of success. And then he's got to write. He's been tasked to write for the show. But his drug problem gets terrible. And like he's basically,
What's the one where he goes on vacation with his wife and Carlos Mencia ends up sleeping?
Oh,
with his wife, she gets all burnt.
I just watched that. It's Ackerman girl in there.
The mariachi bank. I was dying the first time I saw that. Dude.
Good stuff. Well, enough about Ben Stiller. I don't know how we got on this full
thing. He deserves it.
History. He does. Good job, Ben Stiller. All right, we got to do your rock news and rock history. Let's get it.
Here's your Plan B Morning Show Rock News with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR Advanced Import Repair, M139 in Benton Harbor. You need your car, truck, SUV fixed. It don't matter. Breathe easy with AIR.
It doesn't matter.
They got you covered, man. They do. Excuse me. A plaque honoring Eddie Van Halen was unveiled Monday outside the Pasadena Civic Auditorium in his hometown of Pasadena, California. It reads as follows, quote, The Van Halen family emigrated from the Netherlands to Pasadena in 1962. Alex and Eddie Van Halen attended schools in Pasadena and began playing their music together with Eddie on guitar and Alex on drums. Years later, the brothers formed the band Van Halen, along with bassist Michael Anthony and vocalist David Lee Roth. Between 1975 and 1978, Van Halen performed 14 concerts at the Pasadena Civic Auditorium and Conference Center. Regarded as one of the most successful bands of all time, Van Halen will forever be remembered for reinventing rock and roll and their connections to Pasadena. Obviously, we lost Eddie October 6th of last year from cancer at the age of 65. But, yeah, paying homage, if you will, to a guy who...
Where's Pasadena located again?
I think that's like the middle of California. It's where the little old lady is from. Little old lady from Pasadena, go red. You like that? That was good.
That was a good reference.
I think it's like in the middle of the state.
There's another Pasadena. I think it's in Ohio. Maybe. My dad and I used to go to a lot of swap meets at Pasadena.
Yeah, don't bring up Ohio when we're talking about this, okay?
Not
nearly the same, but anyway. Nice plaque, and again, remembrance of the late, great Eddie Van Halen. All right, is your rock news. Let's take a look at your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
On this day in rock history, October 13th, 1982, Kiss released the album Creatures of the Night. I'm a big Kiss fan. I am.
You?
That was actually the first legit.
Dress up?
I don't do the face paint and everything like that. I don't go full ham Kiss, but I am a big fan. That was my first legit rock show was Kiss. Hmm. It was during their Psycho Circus tour. I was in, what grade was I in? That was 96. Anyway, mom and dad let me do the whole thing. And I'm going to tell you a quick story. So it's going to be a real throwback. So I got the newspaper. I went to the for sale,
section.
What's that called? Not the want ads. The for sale section. I went to that. And I looked for concert tickets underneath the concert tickets section, and I found Kiss because I saw the commercial for Kiss Psycho Circus. I had the album. I'm like, Mom, Dad, I want to go to the Kiss show. So I went. I found the ad for sale. A guy had four Kiss tickets for sale. They were really good seats. They were right on the end row on the first level. I called the guy like, hey, mister, I'd like to buy your Kiss tickets.
No, and the guy's like, okay. You sounded like this. Yeah,
the guy thought he was the
third grade.
So I found the ad, called the guy, made the deal, went and picked up the tickets. I picked them up outside of a gas station. Mom and dad drove me, picked up the tickets.
Sketchy, but all right.
It was a little sketchy. It's a good thing I had my parents with me. And then dad took my brother and me to the show. Amazing seats. It was Kiss, Skid Row, Ted Nugent, and it was the first time I saw boobies at a rock show, and it was amazing, man. Yeah. Yep.
Sounds like a good experience.
It was a very good experience.
You know, and you did it all yourself, man.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like you were given the tickets. You had to look them up. You had to go seek them out. You know?
It was very nerve-wracking calling the guy. And then I blew it, too, because I agreed to buy them, and then mom was like, well, did you ask him if he'll go less? And then I was like, oh, no, I forgot, so I went back. I'm like, hey, would you take less for the tickets? And he's like, no. He's like, no, you're paying full price. I was like, okay. And we did. We paid full price.
This is Pawn Stars. Get out of here.
Best I can do is $350. Yeah. So there you go. That's my little Kiss story.
And there you go. And then that's when the rock star lifestyle
right
began
there.
With Brock.
Yeah, I did cocaine with the band in the back afterwards. So, yeah, it was great.
You were like fifth grade, dude.
Yeah, started young. You got to start young. All right.
No.
That is your rock news and rock history for a, what is it, Wednesday? We'll be back with more WIRX.